Right, Anna, time to talk the future of health and wellness. It's with business futurist Maurice Maslowski from businessfuturist.com. What is the future of health and wellness? Maurice, good morning.
Good morning, David.
Maurice Maslowski, are we about to experience a revolution in healthcare?
I think we are. We really are standing on the precipice of a huge change. Up until now, especially for the last couple of hundred years, we've waited for our body to break down, for something to go wrong, and to look for some kind of a symptom before we go and seek out help. And then the doctor, with the best of intent, would try and diagnose from our anecdotal evidence of what went wrong, send us for some tests, which were also just a minute in time, and then try and give us great insight. And they did a terrific job at it, nothing wrong with that at all. But what we're headed into is a space called wellness, where we're not going to wait for our body to break down. In fact, we're going to understand how we keep it well all of the time and stop it from breaking down.
So how will we do that?
Well, we're doing it firstly with a whole lot of cultural shifts in our lives. We're actually taking on the message that we do need to exercise more, we need to eat differently, we need to look after ourselves. So that's one side that's really important. The other side, of course, is the government's pushing that as well, because we know we don't have enough money in health for whatever reason, with whichever government. It just is the reality, we don't. And thirdly, as individuals, we know we have a lot more power. And the technology that's around now, our apps, the things we carry around with us, are going to make it absolutely possible and easy for us to do it.
So what are some of the apps we're currently seeing, and maybe some that we'll see in the future?
Well, there was one that was announced only this morning, and that's a diabetes app that, with people that have type 1 diabetes, the plan is, and it's in trial now, that they will be able to inject a vial under the skin that will be monitored, that will monitor your diabetes ongoing, be attached to an app, so you'll be able then to inject insulin as you need it. We're going to see a whole lot of apps that are able to monitor the body, and we've seen those over the last few years. Incredibly, 2 or 3 years ago, you wouldn't have even downloaded one. It wouldn't have been something people saw. And now it's the largest, one of the largest downloads after games that people are doing. Google and Apple, both in the last month, have announced centralized repositories in their phones for all of these apps, meaning that instead of just having the apps all over the place, they've actually put one filing cabinet in, and they've said that it's possible now for you to link all of the individual apps, if that's what the developers want, together to give you one piece of information. So we're seeing so much evidence on the horizon of how important it is, and technology giving us the ability to wear things like little bracelets that we wear that monitor how far we've walked, how we're breathing, what we've eaten, what calories are out. And we're seeing all sorts of technology software providers pushing into this space too. Well, it becomes your pocket diagnostic. I don't think it should ever become a doctor, because what I don't think it should be able to do is to be able to tell us what's wrong. But it should be able to collect the evidence of how our body's working and or not working, ongoing in real time, and perhaps give some hints to what we could do to make it better. In other words, we might need to walk more, eat less, or do something else. And then, as always, it must push us back into the medical for wisdom, where it requires more than just what you and I can do as mere mortals.
So what about doctors then? How will they respond to this? Will we see more of them sort of prescribing apps?
We've already started to, and most doctors actually see this as a boon, especially if it's used the way we've just described it. So for those, and I love this word, cyberchondriacs, they're people that will look at a disease and then look online for some kind of symptomatic and cure. For those people, these apps and the doctors are not, you know, recommended. For the people, for more moderate people who will use it for a collection purpose, who will be able to tell the doctor, not just anecdotally, but digitally, physically, ongoing, what's happened inside of them, then for doctors to use that, they're seeing that as a great boon. And certainly many, many of them are beginning to recommend an app, as well as all the usual things that they will do.
What other sort of technological changes can we see in the health market?
The next big push is really into wearable computers. Again, those little bracelets and things that we'll wear that will monitor our health. We're going to see clothes that will do that as well. So they will just naturally do it as we put on our singlet or our shoes or whatever else. We're also beginning to see on the horizon, next 5 to 10 years, injectables. There was this great science fiction film in the 60s where they shrunk a large ship with people in it, and those people then went through the body and looked at how the body was monitoring.
Great film.
Yeah, well, yep. It was a bit spooky in its day. That's science fact now. Not that we're going to shrink people or we're going to shrink spacecrafts, but we can actually inject little robots almost into our body now that work its way through the stream that's able to take video, which is being done right now, and send live messages back to a pathologist or to a doctor again. We're also seeing on the horizon the testing of being able to put what are called nanorobots, which are really, really small, smaller than matchstick, you know, head matchstick things, into the body and then to drive them to where they need to be. So we can attach them to the heart and we can put many monitors on the heart in that way and be able to monitor all of the ventricles, all of the activities of the heart, send messages back in real time. And we're told 10 or 15 years from now, maybe even use it to put medicine or other things in to exact spots. Look, it absolutely will. We will have to evolve what we understand medicine to be and what our role in it is, because we can't be passive anymore, you and I as individuals. We've got to be active. Many of us will choose to have this. The aged, the infirmed, people that have medical issues, I think will see it as a boon. There's not a lot of information they need to have or to know to be able to use them. They just wear them or carry them, and other people will be able to interpret them. But as always, anything that's electronic can be used for evilness if we choose to. And as a society, we have to again stand up and say that's not the way we want to use these things. We want to use them to extend life and, more importantly, quality of life.
Fascinating insight into the future of health and wellness. Morris, remind us how we can keep up to date with what's happening in the future.
It's businessfuturist.com.
Morris Maslowski, thanks very much. We'll catch you again in a fortnight.
Look forward to it.
Thanks.